Have a look at section 1 of the grammar explanations in this unit about making when sentences. Notice that these sentences have two parts, or clauses. The first part tells you the timing of an action, and the second part tells you about the action itself. After the introductory paragraph, there are three examples. Practice saying each of these Swahili sentences until you can say them fluently. Listen and repeat.
Wanawake walipokwenda msituni walikata kuni nyingi.
Anapopika kisamvu anatia chumvi nyingi sana.
Tutakapokwenda Nairobi tutamuona rafiki yetu.
By the way, the word msitu can also mean quite a thick wood or a forest. In some areas, mwitu is used instead of msitu. It's in the same noun class. Now let's concentrate on the last of the three sentences that you practice saying, the one that refers to action in the future. Notice that the future marker ta changes to taka in these when sentences. How would you say to someone, when you go to Nairobi, you'll see your friend?
Utakapokwenda Nairobi, utamuona rafiki yako.
How would you say, when I go to Nairobi, I'll see my friend?
Nitakapokwenda Nairobi, nitamuona rafiki yangu.
When they go to Nairobi, they'll see their friend.
Watakapokwenda Nairobi, watamuona rafiki yao.
When they go to Nairobi, they'll see their friends.
Watakapokwenda Nairobi, watawaona rafiki zao.
Or you can say,
marafiki zao.